Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks into your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back from a great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week, and that is sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who is using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. I cannot believe, since this is the end of 2023, Annette, thinking back to how long ago we've created this hashtag and that it's still alive and well. Our STR Share posts on our Instagram are some of the most loved by you. You love supporting fellow hosts and seeing what they're doing. So if you want to participate, use our hashtag. We are looking for people who are using it. We'll share you here on the podcast, in our email blasts, of course, here on the podcast. Did I already say that? Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Foxtail Cabin. All one word, all lowercase, Foxtail Cabin. And we're rounding out the year. We're heading into a new year. I'm going to put a challenge on hosts onto you, because Foxtail Cabin did an amazing giveaway. And as I was going through their feed, I noticed it was one of their most commented on posts. They had 102 comments, okay? And so I want to challenge you. Hopefully if you're like the members in our membership, they've been tracking their past 12 months, you might know when there's a couple of days that you might be able to quote unquote, we don't want to call it, it is a giveaway, but use them for your marketing purposes this year. Do a giveaway like Foxtail Cabin. Those 102 comments, just because they don't win the giveaway, this is 102 potential guests that you can connect with. Maybe you make a special offer to them. If someone is commenting on this post, they are interested in staying with you. So I want to put that challenge up to, you know, give back, do a giveaway, and use it as part of your marketing in 2024. I think that's the first time I've said that on the airwaves. But Foxtail Cabin, we love that you did that giveaway. So we're going to use that to challenge our other host here. And the other thing that we want to say about this feed is just really good. Ginger is lovely at just capturing B-roll. And B-roll is just that kind of behind the scenes capturing. And she does a really nice job of overlaying some text over it. And those reels are going to get you more reach. And it doesn't have to, it can literally be just, you know, you getting on your camera, capturing a little something, then posting it with some text over top of it.
And it's all the rage on Instagram right now. So whether you're in the short-term rental industry or if you're in the, I don't even care, like marketing industry or health industry, like
Sarah loves B-roll.
I do. I love B-roll because we're all, it's like why reality TV is so, whether you agree with it or not,
we all want to see behind the curtain.
We do. And so, and it's a great way just to get content. So if you're like Ginger was in her car here, she was in the back seat, her family was in the front seat, and she just caught some B-roll of her going to the mountains hiking. And so that is very appropriate for her Instagram account.
Yeah.
So it's just a great way to...
And if you need guidance on it, go to Foxtail Cabin. She has a lot of different B-roll there and you'll see it where it's a reel, it has text over it, and it is a simple video behind of her giving us an idea of what it would be like to stay at her property. But Ginger, thank you for using the hashtag. We cannot wait to share someone else next week. Sarah. This is exciting.
I cannot believe it's already been a whole year.
I know.
Wow.
And
it's been a year, hosts, right? Like, I feel like 2023 was this, in my opinion, a hard pivot. It felt like 2020, 2021, 2022 was like us just raking in the dough, like kicking up our feet.
Raking in the reservations.
Raking up the reservations. 2023 was like, no, I'm not saying it was like a halt. Actually, in some of our properties here in our metro market, we actually performed slightly better than in previous years, but we had to work a whole lot harder. So 2023, I think we saw a lot of people ask themselves whether or not this is the industry for them, mm-hmm. whether or not short-term rentals is the strategy for their real estate investments. But if you're here today, that probably wasn't you. And you're excited maybe to get into 2024 because now you're kind of like repositioned in 2023. You know what to expect in 2024.
And you're competitive.
You like, are really competitive.
Yeah, we're all about like, listen, we're not like trying to take other hosts down, but you know you've got a great property and you need guests staying in it. That's where I'm saying we're competitive of wanting to be the best host. We don't want to push any other host down, but we want to keep continuing to raise ourselves up. And let's face it, there are some bad hosts out there. There are some people still trying to throw heads in beds. And so this is the year, I think that the traveler, that's the other thing that's happening too, is the traveler, obviously hotels are back in action. Those and people know, like, hey, they're savvier travelers. They want to know, what's the experience I'm going to get at your short-term rental? There's no more just like they're scrolling through and going to book on Airbnb. They've stated enough of them now. They know what they want, what they expect, and they know, hey, you need to bring it, or I'm going to stay somewhere else, or you know, I'm not going to rebook with you. So let's get to our like top 10 episodes of 2023, and. The first thing we want to say about all of these episodes is we cannot thank you enough for showing up and listening because we wouldn't have the best of if you didn't listen. And from the bottom of our hearts, we are so thankful that you tune in. And we just can't even believe that this many people listen to the podcast and it energizes us and helps us show up to the mic every week. So if there is something that you want to hear in 2024, please reach out to us and let us know. And then we want to thank each and every one of our guests that share their time with us too. So Sarah, let's get into them.
We're going to break this down into two categories. The top seven of our Thursday episodes, which are kind of like our flagship episodes, our longer interview style episodes. And then our top three most listened to hosting hotline episodes. Those are our Tuesday episodes where you call in, you go to hostinghotline.com and you ask your questions and we answer them, because what seems very specific to you is most general. You help a lot of hosts by asking these questions. So I do ask you, keep calling in, keep asking your questions. We love answering them and you love listening to them. So let's break down our seven most downloaded episodes of 2023. That way, while you're traveling to your family this holiday season, or maybe you're staying at home getting some me time, you can go back and listen to some of the really juicy episodes that your fellow hosts loved. Number one is episode 217, and we'll link to all of these in our show notes, but episode 217, making your short-term rental accessible, friendly through universal design with Dr. Rosemarie Rossetti, who just happens to be a local to us here in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
This episode, we have actually got a ton of feedback of hosts that listened to this episode and made small but mighty changes to their listing. They were not structural. They are small. They are maybe going to Lowe's and changing one or two things. It is maybe not even changing anything about your property, but letting future guests know that there aren't stairs into your property. Just little things that your property might already be accessible and you're not even sharing that with the world. So please listen to this episode. This is also something, you know, going back through your listing, Airbnb is always updating what you can add. And so this is the time, listen to that episode, go in, see if you can make any of those changes. But again, if you want to stand out from the competition, I think this is definitely an episode to dig into and see how you can make your home more accessible. And she is an absolute star. Reach out to her. I know she'd like to hear from you if you have any questions about her episode at all.
And just a little insight, it's not just how to make it accessible for people who have different mobility needs, but it's also for people who might be on the spectrum or need certain visual or texture things throughout the home. So you can serve so many people, like Annette said, without a construction change to your property. Or you could be like me, where I was completely inspired by Dr. Rosemarie Rossetti, and I was in the beginning to do a gut renovation on a duplex and decided to make one of the units completely universal design, so that whether you're in a wheelchair or a walker, you're on the spectrum, you have hearing, visual, we try to do as much as we could to make the unit accessible. So you can go all out too. All right. The next most downloaded episode of 2023 is Investing for Financial Independence and Empowerment with Deli Ann.
We'll share with everybody here. We had the pleasure of meeting Deli Ann because Sarah and I get coaching. We have coaches. If you don't have a coach, get a coach. Coaching has been one of the biggest game changers for us. So shout out Natalia. But if you haven't joined us inside our coaching program, we'd love to see you in 2024. We'll make sure that we link to it below. We love our Hosting Business Mastery members, all of them in there, from our new folks all the way up to our platinum members. But Deli Ann, she is an ex-employment attorney. And so I think she brings such an interesting, like, I want to say flex almost, to how she completely transformed her life. She was an attorney and she was just like grinding it out. She flipped the script. And I want to say she's almost like, yes, she's gunning for financial independence, but she's also was teaching almost like slow FI of like how to enjoy your life on the way to financial independence. And maybe that's having two jobs at the same time, because she had a job and started her business while she was trying to achieve that. And it's about diversifying. So yes, you might have your real estate, but have some money in the stock market.
That's what I was going to say. Is Deli Ann, this episode's great. If yes, you get a lot of short-term rental content from Annette and I here, Deli Ann gives you that perspective of how to get financial independence through the stock market and investing there. And she has hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram, and every day she is dropping mic bombs, I don't know what you call them, where she is just giving you these quick, easy, actionable tips, also putting life on its head. Like, we are, you know, exposed to the way things are supposed to be. And she kind of begs the question, like, but if that doesn't make you happy, then don't do it.
Every moment
morning, I wake up, I grab a cup of coffee, and I log into this one website, our business banking with Relay.
If you invest in real estate, manage short-term rentals for yourself or others, flip houses, or any type of business owner, you need banking that's truly built for your business. No more fees, no more minimum balances, no more remembering hundreds of different logins and passwords, and my goodness, no more bookkeeping problems come tax season. This is why we love using Relay, and you should too. Right now, they're giving away free money.
Relay is an online banking platform that's a perfect fit for your short-term rental business. You get as many accounts as you need to organize and allocate income from things like day-to-day expenses, investments, or taxes. And again, like Sarah said, those are all free. And it's never been easier to send payments to your cleaning team, your inspection team, plumber, electrician. You can have virtual and physical Visa debit cards. You can now earn up to 3% APY with Relay savings accounts. And also Relay is FDIC insured up to $2.5 million through their banking partner, Thread Bank.
It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online, and it's absolutely free. Plus, when you fund your new Relay account, Relay will add an additional $50 to your account. That is free money, hosts. So go grab the link in the show notes and sign up with Relay today.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof. I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,000, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes, I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats, and yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know, but I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostfully, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes, plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostfully's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostfully's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostfully's property management software to get $100 off.
Side note, you get literally, Sarah and I hang out a lot, so I don't like FaceTime her that much. I had to FaceTime Sarah last night because of something that Deli Ann posted because I was home alone and I could not stop laughing. It was so amazing. I needed to share it with someone and I knew that Sarah would get it. So also give her a follow on Instagram because like I said, it was I had to FaceTime someone so I could laugh alongside of them. So listen to that episode about with Deli Ann, and she was lovely. She actually came in and did an insider series for our membership too, which was great. Super juicy.
She did. And you guys loved it. So if you haven't listened to it, you want a refresher about that episode, Financial Independence 229, we'll link to it in the show notes. Next most downloaded episode of 2023, and we need to let her know this, with Addie Wales, creating an authentic off-grid Airbnb experience, and this is in a cold.
Yeah, and it's like people say, like, oh, glamping off grid. No, like you're not gonna have heat. You ain't gonna have like it is off grid. We were like quantify. I don't know quantify. We're like, Addie, what do you mean like off grid? Like, are people, what's happening here? And there's so many things about this episode. We love the way she acquired this property. We love the way she's maintaining this property. We love the way that
she communicates with her guest about, listen, Annette and I went to a glamping conference this year. I learned so much about glamping. And what I learned the most is that people's expectation of what glamping is very different. Person A thinks it's different than what person B thinks, than what person C thinks. Mm-hmm. So the way Addie explains to guests who book with her, like, hey,
this is not.
This is off grid.
This is what it is. If whatever you think off grid is, here is what it is. So listen to her episode if you want ways to communicate effectively with your guests, because she's had to master that over the years.
And what ends up happening, hosts, that off grid, like people are seeking that. That is the experience that she gives, and that is the experience that people are seeking out. So if you have a desire, if you have that dream, if you build it, they will come.
Or if you just want to listen to a host who like did not take the easy route.
No, she did
not. Addie crushed it. Okay. Next on the list, most downloaded episode is episode 233, Jumpstarting Your Airbnb Journey with Ellen Yin. She is the host of the Cubicle to CEO podcast. She's this woman, she's got in for Oprah. I feel like this is her goal in life, but she was intrigued by the short-term rental industry and somewhere to put her money that she's making from her entrepreneurial efforts. And short-term rentals has been something that she's been interested in, but she's also very smart and like, hey, I know everyone is very excited about short-term rentals. Airbnb is very sexy, but is it right for me? So we kind of flipped the script on this episode and she interviewed us and asked us questions about the industry.
Funny enough, we were actually in a mastermind with Ellen Yin. So going back to who you surround yourself with, we were in a coaching program a little bit with Ellen, and then we were in a mastermind with her. So again, if it's not us in 2024, make sure to link arms with someone in 2024 to hit those next level goals.
Yeah, this is a great episode. If you've been listening to our podcast and you still haven't made the plunge because you're just
sure. Definitely listen to this one. Yeah.
You have to listen to this one. Okay, next on the list is episode 225, Creating the Nerd's Guide to Financial Independence. You guys like financial independence, so we learned that about y'all.
Let's go.
With Sarah King. So Sarah, it was a great episode. Sarah has, if you want to hear an inspiring story of someone who kind of had it all and then lost it all.
And not scared to share her L's. She will share her losses.
Yes.
She was a guest at TFVCon. Let's talk about something awesome that happened in 2023. This episode did so well. We did ask her to speak at our event. And she was just like throwing just like nuggets of wisdom all over the place. Because listen, midterm renters are all the rage. And Sarah King was up there letting us know, hey, you don't know what you don't know about midterm rentals because they are tenants. She gave us a healthy dose of why short-term rentals are not midterm rentals during that presentation, but she also does it on this episode too.
Yeah, it's a great episode. If you want to learn about the midterm rental industry, if you want to be inspired about how to rebuild after having it all, losing it all, and then even get it back and kind of just having your day, it's a really good pump me up episode.
Yes. She talks about it. She gets personal. She gets real personal.
Episode 221, we invited, Annette mentioned our membership, but a lot of you tell us that you don't even know we have a membership, which we have this membership because it was getting kind of out of hand, being able to have coffees, have Zoom calls. Annette and I have learned
consulting calls
a lot over the years when it comes to running and managing short-term rentals. And so we started the Hosting Business Mastery membership. If you want to know more about it, head on over to, we'll give you thanksforvisiting.com/workshop.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to join today, just email us at hi@thanksforvisiting.me and we can answer any questions if you want to book a call and just get going for 2024.
But I mentioned that because we have plucked two members who have been with us in the membership for years and they are crushing it. Amy added, I would love this percentage number, like 187% to her bottom line since joining HBMM. Wendy has just catapulted her business and she is one of the most competitive markets of Scottsdale since joining our membership. So they are now coaches because who doesn't love to learn from someone who's been there, done that, crushed it, and they're on the other side? Well, we invited them to the podcast and we interviewed them about taking their business to the next level, what it means to go from 2X to 10X, where they're at now in their business and where they want to go. So if you really want a lovely episode,
it's inspiring.
With your peers, Wendy and Amy do a great job of just explaining like the hardships, the struggles, and the wins.
If you're on the fence about joining us too, they can share that they were both on the fence and now they've been with us ever since.
No, I'll never forget DMing, like Facebook, because Amy's very active on Instagram and we followed her for years. And she would just kept sharing these challenges and I knew I could help her. I was like, I know that I can help you, Amy. You know a lot. You have a great business, but I can help you take it to the next level. And I'll never forget FaceTiming her and just saying, please join us. Yeah. I promise you, if you don't, and we make this guarantee. No,
we'll give you your money back.
We'll give you your money back if you don't think that we've helped your business get from one level to the next. So she did. She took me up my offer and she's...
It's been a game changer for her.
Yeah.
So are those the top seven of the...
Those are top six.
Oh, there's one more?
Yes.
Oh, give it to me.
All right. Episode 241. This is and this is the most downloaded by far. Yeah. Okay. So you guys loved this episode. Mm-hmm. How to design a scroll-stopping listing with Bridget Whitney. Bridget is a 24-year-old entrepreneur who is the most authentic woman I know on Instagram
yep,
right now.
For sure.
She is herself and people love her for it. And her designs are wacky and amazing.
They are scroll-stopping.
They are
scroll-stopping.
And there is no one designing like her. So, but she's got some great tips in this episode of how to get inside of her brain in case you can't hire her or it's not the right time for you or maybe you're considering hiring her. She kind of lets you into her brain, what she thinks about when she puts together a space, what's been working for her clients, what kind of property is appropriate for her design, what's not. It's if you want to refresh your space, if you have a new space coming online soon, if you're not there yet and you're just dreaming and scheming and you're building out your Pinterest board, this is a great episode.
I didn't realize this when we were putting this together, but I am just going to say, well done, ladies.
These are all women.
I'm going to actually high five you on that because I'm here for that. I'm here for that.
And
Annette
and I are both ladies, we have plenty of gentlemen guests.
Yeah.
Plenty.
And listeners, we love you. We love you guys. But man, I love that we amplified those seven voices. But let's get to
our listeners'
voices. Now it's time. We want to amplify our listeners' voices too. So let's do the three top hosting hotlines.
Yes. And there is a theme here. Let me know if you can tell. So the first of the top three of our hosting hotline episodes, hosting hotline. How to generate direct booking leads without Airbnb. That's episode 226. The next one, episode 220, set up direct booking as a new Airbnb host.
Ooh.
And the most downloaded hosting hotline is our Airbnb isn't booking. Should we sell? Okay. What's the theme there? Y'all want more bookings.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to put a challenge out. If you are on the fence about selling your property right now because of its performance in 2023, please reach out to us. hi@thanksforvisiting.me. Let us know because let us do a diagnosis on the show. We'd love to maybe do a deep dive there and see if we could help you, if there's some levers that we could help you pull to, you know, make this decision. Or if you're vulnerable and you want to share with the show, I think this is, I honestly do think that this is going to be the year that a lot of people are going to decide if they're going to stay in the short-term rental game. So if you are one of those people, please, if you are willing to be vulnerable, we would love to have you on the show. I do want to give one shout out, Sarah. I know I was just giving a lot of love to the ladies. One of my favorite episodes with a mister this year, Ray Vargas.
That was really good.
I don't know if I know that off the top of my head.
I was like, you're going rogue on me, Annette.
But there was an amazing, we did an amazing podcast with a gentleman named Ray Vargas.
He did stand out, for sure.
And the reason I want to bring this up is he is a co-host crushing it. And I do believe that this is 2024 and thereafter is going to be the co-hosts are going to be on the rise. I know we've been talking about our membership a lot, but we have a ton of co-hosts in there. And it is a full-on 6 to 7 figure business. And so Ray really was giving a lot of insight into how he grew his co-hosting business. We love helping co-hosts create and grow their business. But just want to give a little love to that episode. We'll make sure to link to it in the show notes.
He was episode 291. And also, listeners, it's a great episode because, you know, he grew up, he lived, worked in New York City and pivoted to his hospitality business in the Hudson Valley. So any of you New York City listeners out there who are, again, like I said, like 2023 was the year of pivoting, that market, we know, hard shift to either midterm rentals or just closing up shop. But I also want to what Annette said, I want to piggyback on, you know, whether you want to sell or stay in. Just because you sell doesn't mean you're out of the short-term rental industry. Maybe that property wasn't performing, and that's okay.
Let's and I don't 1031 it to something else.
1031, exchange it to something else, go to a different marketplace. We'll link to one of my favorite businesses that just popped up in the past couple of years, STR Insights. They can take you from just, you know, consulting you to finding you a profitable short-term rental, doing all the work for you. We'll link to that in our show notes. But just to know that if a property is not performing, I don't want you to like be all right. down and just, out yeah. about it. Just it's okay. Sell.
Right.
It's okay.
Let's do this.
Okay. So with that, that's it, Annette.
Well, now I'm all excited for it. For who's going to be the best of. And hey, again, throw your hat in the ring. If you think you could be a best of episode in 2024, reach out to us. Let us know.
Yes, we always look for guests. If you those top seven, those are people, a lot of people that either were in our membership, people we've masterminded with. So get out there, network, throw your hat in the ring, tell your story. Let's make 2024 the best year for short-term for vacation rental industries. And again, from the bottom of Annette and my heart, thanks for changing our lives and for showing up and downloading our episodes and giving us those reviews on Spotify, on Apple. It means so much.
Oh yeah, let's just do that. Leave us a review. Please. If you like this episode, those 10 episodes, any episode, it means the world to us.
Yes. With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.